Hi, Diamonds, and welcome to this episode with me, your host, Nalele Star. So in this episode, I continue sharing with you about my 10-year plan, what has happened, where I'm at, where I started out from, but also just a little glimpse into what my 5-year plan looks like, which really is like a 6-year plan, because I'm planning that this, you know, plan or this document should take me all the way up to the doorstep of 40, where hopefully my life begins, like the adage goes. So in my last episode, I was just explaining that, you know, I had resigned from my first job and I was getting into the second company where I was told I was going to be a business associate, but it turned out that they were actually looking for a receptionist. And so I was at a receptionist job, and, you know, even if I was not proud when I just started out initially, you know, and I would complain and I would lament, eventually I just started giving praise, I just started giving thanks to God. And in like 2 months, I got my breakthrough and I moved from being receptionist to being a country manager for an organization, an international organization for that matter. Like, it was like a dream come true. You know, when I got that email, it was like, wow. It was like, wow. I didn't even know what to say. But then, unknown to me, at the time that I was signing my contract, I had actually fallen pregnant with my third child. So remember, I had said after my second child, I told myself, I'm not going to put any contraception. If the baby is coming, let the baby come. If the baby is going to delay, the baby is going to delay. Because I didn't want to go over 30. It was part of my plan, like, it was part of my family plan to say I should give birth to all my children before I get 30. By the time I hit 30, I should just focus on raising them, you know, and investing time in making sure that they grow up to be proper kids and that they're properly supported, you know, all those things. So I only got to find out, like, I think maybe like 3 or 4 months into the work, into the job. And in fact, my husband is the one who actually noticed, you know, my body changed a little bit. And he asked me, he actually texted me, you know, after dropping me off at my mother's farm, like, Ewe, are you pregnant? And I was like, no, I wouldn't know. But when I come back to Lusaka, I'll be honestic. That's what I told him. No, how can you be pregnant and you don't share that you're pregnant? I said, I don't even know if I'm pregnant. I'm just responding to your question that I don't know. But if I'm pregnant, I'm going to pee on a stick and then we can confirm. So now the big issue was telling my new employers that the person that they have employed at the helm of their organization here in Zambia will require 3 months leave in a couple of months. It was so hard. It was so, so hard. I think I cried continuously for a couple of days. My husband didn't even know. I think he just thought it was hormones. But I cried. I didn't know. I just felt like, oh my gosh, are they going to fire me? Like, this is my dream job. This is what I prayed for all those years. And now I have it. And then now there's a baby, you know. And I wasn't even contemplating, like, should I get rid of the pregnancy? Because I was like, you know what, 30 is knocking on the door. You know, I don't want to go over 30. I really want to give birth, you know. And so I spent, like, the whole day. That day when I reported for work, my boss was in the office, but I couldn't even like look him in the face to tell him that, listen, your employee right now is pregnant and in December she's going to be put into bed. So January, February, March, don't expect her. It was so hard. It was so hard. It was such a difficult conversation to even just have in my own head. So I crafted an email to let them know, listen, I've just found out that I'm pregnant. This is what I'm going to do, because it's a social enterprise, so it's not a complete NGO. There's a part of it that's an NGO, and then there's a part of it that is like business oriented. So it's a social enterprise. You have to sell something to bring in the money to support the community work that you are doing. So yes, my career just looked like it was starting off. You know, I was on the right track. When I looked at my 10-year plan, I was like, yes, girl, you clinched that. You know, in a couple of months, because I was behind on my Nkwashi payment. Remember, I had that plot that I had to make like monthly contributions to. and I didn't make contributions for like, I think maybe 2 years. I was behind, maybe even 3 years. So I was behind because it was a 5-year payment plan. So the first few months that I was on the job, I just told myself, I need to clear off this, like before the year ends. That was like my number one thing. Of course, I would save a little bit. I went back to my usual, you know, habit of saving money. But I just wanted that out of the way because I really, really wanted. Because remember, at that point, I had like 2 kids already. And I had one in my stomach coming out. So it was like, I really need to do this for my kids. So I committed myself. Before December, I had actually finished paying the whole lot of it. I was not even like on time. I just finished, literally finished paying for the entire thing. That's how committed I was. I was just trying to catch up, you know, try to tick off some things. Because I just told myself, okay, this is God's speed. Like for all these years that things have been dormant, things have been slow, I didn't want to take it for granted. I was just so focused. You know, when I got that job, I was so focused. I just told myself, I need to make sure that I'm ticking things off. So yes, that's what I committed myself to. And you know, in terms of certain things, especially like money issues, that things that required money issues, you know, I was catching up. But then getting pregnant, like few months on the job, and I think it actually looked like I waited for them to confirm me because I was on probation for like 3 months, and then I only found out like when I was like 4 months, you know. So it looked like I tricked them. I waited into them confirming me as a full-time employee, and then that's when I kind of like dropped the bomb on them that, oh, by the way, I'm pregnant. So it didn't sit too well with me in my soul. So what I did was I crafted an email. First of all, I created a plan. So I created a plan in Word document. I told them what I was going to do. So I gave them a work plan. I told them in the next few weeks, this is what I'm going to focus on. The weeks after that is, and listen, if you know commitments, like I was committed to that plan. Like if my boss wanted to check up on me against that plan, I was either on time or I was a step ahead, never behind. It's only when I got like heavily pregnant, and I'll talk about what would happen to me in these organizations when I was heavily pregnant trying to sell a service. People are pivots. It was only when I was heavily pregnant that actually I told my boss, okay, I don't think that I should be going around, you know, talking to clients at this point. It's just uncomfortable, and some of the conversations, you know, are just making me uncomfortable. So we need to bring in somebody to specifically just assist with sales. I'm not saying I'm going to step away completely, but I just need somebody to front so that when I start the conversation and it starts getting weird, you know, I can front a gentleman to go and finish up the conversation, and we get the contract. Because sometimes we lose our own contracts because, you know, somebody is trying to get into my panties. Apparently, pregnant women are sweet. So silly. But, you know, I would encounter such things. And my boss was very understanding. He said, oh, no, that's not a problem. We're going to find somebody. And we found somebody, you know, a male salesperson. And he's very good at his work. And life continued. But I was so, so... So in terms of my career, in terms of my finances, that's where I really... I was like, by the time I was coming to the end of my 20s, in terms of, you know, relationship, because, you know, relationship is so important to me. I always tell people now that I'm such a relational person. And, you know, the way that I do relationship, I'm not a person who gives like half. You'll never find me like on the fence with a relationship. Even if I say I'm on the fence, I'm neither here or there. The truth of the matter is that in my actions, in the way that I relate with you, I'm really here or there. That's just how I am. If we are friends, we're friends. If we're not friends, I'm not saying if you're not my friend, you're my enemy. No. If we are close, we're close. If we're not close, we're not close. I'm okay with that. I don't like, you know, force matters. And that's what I really, really wanted. You know, when I was getting out of university, the time that I was leaving university, I really lost like a friendship that was so important to me, a friendship that I felt like I had invested so much time in, and it really broke my heart. And even the time that I I was giving birth to my when I was pregnant with my third child, my nanny at that point also fell pregnant, and I had to like part ways with her because she wanted to go give birth, and then she also wanted to start her own family. That's another blow, to relationships, because I just felt like, okay, when I was actually saying this to a friend of mine. I'm like, the time that in my 20s, the time that I had started this plan, it just felt like, oh, okay, I have time, I'll meet people, at work, workshops, at church, socializing. The truth of the matter is that it's so difficult making friends, as you grow. And unfortunately for me, like just a few months after I had given birth to my third child, I lost my mom. And that's a relationship that, regardless of how things were with my mother, whatever situation I was in, whatever season of life she was in, I was in, it just felt like that is one relationship that was solid, And me and my mother, we got along, would laugh, Eventually, you become friends with your parents, as you grow old. I don't know how that happens, but it just happens. But if I'm being honest, when I think back, I could have done more. I got so involved, with just my family at that point, like my nuclear family, my new family, trying to set things up, with my mom. If she's come, it's good. If she's like present, and that's the other thing when it comes to me, like with relationship, out of sight, out of mind is sometimes the way that I operate. If you're near me, and I visit you, or at least if we chat constantly on WhatsApp. Again, I'm not much of a call person. Text me. If you really want to like keep a, virtual relationship with me, text. Texting, we can text for hours. I'm open to that. Talking on the phone, not so much, honestly. I feel like I need time to process my thoughts. So yeah, I lost my mom, and everything just went downhill. I had a new baby. At that point, again, I was returning to work. Remember, I got like 3 months maternity leave, so I was trying to like transition back into work. As I think my mother actually passed away the week that I was trying to start transitioning back to work. Like my boss was trying to hand over notes to me now to come back and start managing the organization, because when I was on leave, I was literally like on leave. Of course, people copy me in emails, they would consult me about certain things, but now it was like, okay, there are certain things that you heard about or you read about in the emails, and you need to be given a full handover, what some of the plans are. Before I went on leave, we had like a team of experts, or I don't know, investors, social impact investors from St. Andrews. I needed to know where that stands, where we're at, how to just a lot of things, offices had moved, all that. I remember actually just I told my boss, I'm like, you know what, I'm gonna need like a week before I can even like continue this conversation to just like come to myself. Like, I've just lost my mom. She's like the pillar of my life, like Angaz, where I'm going to even start from. And he was so kind enough, he was understanding. Take as much time as you need. But also, I just felt like a lot of pressure. Remember, I feel pregnant. Just after signing the contract, I was, announcing my my pregnancy, indicating that I'll need, 3 months leave to, do all those things. And they were so kind, those people. They actually paid me. Like, I was entitled. They made it possible for me to go on 3 months paid leave. That is something that I do not take for granted, even up to this day. Like, when I look back, I'm like, okay, my boss is human, but in his humanness, Jesus Christ, he saw me through that sticky situation. So yeah, I was just happy at that point, like, ooh, finally, last baby is out. I'm getting back to work. Master's degree is in the bag. I was now trying to just figure out, like, I had already paid my plot, so that was also, ticked off. Unfortunately, during that plan, I didn't plan like the way that I have planned. Like, this is the amount of money that I want to, be bringing in, like, this is my income, this is my desired income. I don't know. At that point, I when I look at the plan, there's nothing. Like, there's all these things, you know, that would just signify they need money. But I never put it into consideration, like, oh, okay, this is actually what our needs, like, you know, on an annual basis or on a monthly basis, like, for me to do all these things. Yeah, I just put them out there. So that income, that specificity when it comes to income, it was not there. So yeah, as I got by, you know, I think in the last 3 years, then it just dawned on me, like, child, you've, like, gone through seven. I think there was a time, I think in the sixth and seventh year, I never really looked at that plan, even because the whole idea was, as I am making my annual plans, you know, like my annual resolutions, I would have to be drawing from the 10-year plan. And even if some things, like, aligned, I think it's the thing that they say, you know, the power of writing down, you know, it gets ingrained in your brain. But I think for like 2 years, I never really looked at that plan. I just abandoned it. It's almost like I was trying to, you know, find myself something new. So like 3 years ago, that's when I really, like, got up, like, oh, baby girl, we have this plan. Can we, like, start sticking things off and, you know, putting ourselves in order? Like, one of the things that I really, really wanted to do was to have my own business. You know, I wanted to, like I said, career-wise, I wanted to have my own organization that, you know, with, you know, finding the dream job, you know, it just fell off. It's like, okay. And I just, like, last year, that's when I really, like, started now planning to say, oh, okay, actually, I still really want to, like, be my own person, be my own boss, you know, have enough time. You know, when I got to really think about it, it was like, okay, if I'm my own boss, then, you know, first of all, the opportunity for more income is, like, limitless, but also it gives me the flexibility in terms of time. I can actually travel, you know, with my kids all grown now. You know, I can also spend more time with my children. That is something that really, in terms, I think, of family, that I really, really wanted to do. Remember, I said I want to give birth to all my children before 30, but after 30, I want to really be hands-on, like, really be invested, you know, in my children. Of course, it's not all the time that happens, but, you know, I've, like, set some rules for myself, like, even just work travels sometimes, you know, I really try to avoid work travels and all those things, just to make sure that I spend time, as much time as I possibly can with my kids. So sometimes they have their own plans, you know how kids are. They have their own plans. They'll say they want to go and visit their grandmother, they want to go and spend the weekend somewhere else, they want to do ABCD, but, you know, I try my best from time to time. So even like the plots, the flats that, like, literally went on hold, I started working on that. And actually, my ability, or even just, you know, what gave me the motivation to work on that was crisis oriented. So I faced a terrible family crisis, and I had to, like, get back on my feet and say, you know what, I'm going to revisit this dream. And by the grace of God, it's like at least at like 90%, somewhere 90-95% complete. I'm very proud. So even as this plan is coming to an end and it's not completely done, but just the fact that, you know, I have pulled through to that much, it's something that I'm so grateful for. And it has still fallen over to, like, my new plan. My new 5-year plan, 6-year plan, it is reflected there. So yeah, is there anything that I've left out? So briefly, in terms of the plan that I'm putting to bed now, that's where I'm at. The other thing, in terms of education, I'm doing my second master's degree, so I'm trying to specialize in project management. This is like my third semester, so I'm actually finishing next year. So that is something that I'm very, very grateful for. I'm very, very happy about. It's adult education. Don't ask me how it's going. It's just going. Just know that it's going. You know, also financially, like, I've put in certain things to, like, you know, just cushion myself and, you know, do one or two things here and there. So, yeah.
So now I just want to share briefly, because I don't want this to go like over 30 minutes. I know I've talked a lot, but I just want to share like what my 2024 all the way to 2029 is going to look like. Like, what are my aspirations? Financially, first things first, I really, really want to set my kids up for some, you know, financial liquidity. So I have a system. Remember, in the previous plan, I only had a plan for like my first daughter. So that I have continued. And at this point, now, I didn't do so well. There was a disaster in the middle because, you know, I had like cash, you know, financial pressure. So I utilized everything that I had saved for my daughter. Literally, I had, in fact, the savings that she has now, I think I just started like 18 months ago. So, yeah, so I've just been consistent that I've told myself, you know, let me not beat myself up too much. I'm going to be saving 100 kwacha for her every month, you know. If I can manage more, I'll do that. But the minimum that I've committed myself, I've told myself, okay, I am going to make sure that at least I give the 100 kwacha. And I also have something separate for myself where I just contribute 100 kwacha. So all that is something that I'm hoping that I can carry on. Also, in this plan, I have like a concrete retirement plan. So I've been talking about early retirement for a very long time, but you know, I've been exploring my options, like, okay, what is it that I can do to actually set myself up for early retirement successfully, you know. So I have been doing that. I have done my research. There are certain things that are in motion, there are certain things that are not in motion, but at least I've told myself, by the time I hit 40, I want to be sure about that early retirement plan. So it's not the fact that when I hit 40, I'm going to stop working completely. But I'm just saying, you know, should I need to step away from work, take a break for whatever reason, I shouldn't be pressed and worried about finances. That's what my early retirement means. So whatever savings that I have, whatever mechanism that I have in place, it should help me to be sustained financially without worrying or being pressured about, oh, what's going to happen to my bills? What's going to happen to my children? You know, what's going to happen to even the retirement fund itself? It shouldn't be depleting. So that's what I really, really want. I'm also just planning on, you know, starting a different project. I actually enjoy project management, and construction is so, I think, addictive. If you've done construction before, you know, it's hectic. You'll cry, you'll sweat. Maybe one day I'll do an episode about, you know, my construction journey, but you will sweat, you will cry. You know, people are people. And, you know, people always want to profit where they have not sown. So you will meet such people. But I really, really enjoy, you know, creating. I think that is actually the word. That's the reason why I think, for those who know me personally, I do tailoring. I really enjoy tailoring. I don't even think of it so much like in monetary forms. It's just like a hobby that really gives me a lot of satisfaction to just learn a new skill or learn a new pattern. You know, that is something that really gives me a lot of satisfaction. But it is something, again, that is in my financial plan. It is something that I'm hoping that I can monetize and set up fully. So I have a business model in my mind. Yes. So the plan, in my previous plan, I wanted an NGO. In this plan, it's not an NGO. It's really just a profit-making business that I have in place. So in this plan also, I have specifically told myself the amount of money, the desired income, whether it is passive or it is active, as in me working, whether it's for myself or it's for somebody else, combined together, I have a certain amount that I really want. I have, first of all, and I have divided them. The passive income should be a certain portion of that. But then also the work income should be like this. And even for like the employment income, you know, the employee income, whether I'm the employee of my organization or I'm the employee of another organization, I also have a threshold of how much I want to get paid. So I have that in place. In terms of career, I think I still want to work for an international NGO. I just feel like there's so much exposure at that level. There's so much that I can learn from an international, like a big international organization. So of course, right now I'm working for an international organization because we have branches in different countries, like in five different our country. So it's an international organization. I'm at the helm of that organization. But also in terms of size, it's a little bit on the smaller side. So it's a small to medium kind of organization. What I want is a large organization. In fact, on my list, I have ILO, I have UN, I have PLAN, you know, I have these big international organizations. I just want to feel what it feels like being, but because I've never worked for like a large, big organization to that, you know, to that level. And I've told myself, I don't want to be literally at the helm of that organization. I don't mind starting from middle management, and then I'll see where it goes, whether it really wants to, you know, climb the corporate ladder, or I just want to be there, explore, learn. And then, you know, that experience, I can use it in managing my own organization. So the thing of being self-employed and running my own institution, that is true in my heart. Even like on my Pinterest, I have, I don't know, do they call them boards? Yes, I think so. Where I have saved certain ideas specifically just for that idea. So another thing in terms of career, so I did talk about my health. In fact, my health journey is one that I have been very, very successful. If there's anything that I have ticked off everywhere on that 10-year plan, I think it's the health aspect. Losing weight, you know, developing healthy habits, exercising, what, everything on that 10-year plan, I have ticked it, and that I am carrying over. But more so, I have told myself, you know what, I really want to learn a lot about nutrition. So maybe in the future, I can actually become a nutrition consultant or something like that. But it's something that I've just written down, because it's something that I feel like, you know, I could be passionate about. These days, I really do read a lot and research a lot about, you know, good nutrition, because I feel like in my health journey, that's where I'm at, because I have really coined the art of exercising, you know, being consistent, healthy habits. Right now, I eat millet meal. I make sure water. I have cut down on my sugar. I'm okay drinking herbal tea without sweetener. I'm very fine. People say, how do you manage? Listen, I manage because I tell myself I should manage, because that is what I want for myself. So I started doing yoga. One of the plans is that I really want to, you know, grow my practice, improve my practice to a point where at some point I don't mind, you know, taking a short-term course. I've seen there are a lot of courses. I think, is it 100 hours or 2,000 hours or is it 1,000 hours before you can become a yoga instructor? So from the yoga that I have done so far, it's been like over a year, I feel like I'm more inclined towards yin and ashtanga for now. Ashtanga yoga, yin yoga, those are things that I really, really like. But I would also like to like incorporate a little bit of Pilates. Pilates is very good. It's very, you know, intense. It's an intense workout regime or exercise regime. I really, really like it. If I don't have a lot of time, if I do like 10 minutes of Pilates, I know I'm set for the day. I don't have to worry because, you know, it's that intense. And then when it comes to family, I think, you know, I'm going back to my original idea where I just want to spend more time, you know, grooming my children, you know, raising them up, you know, I want to be very invested in them, you know, do church together, you know, have family time. One of the things that I've really, really wanted to do in a very long time is just each child should have a day when I just focus specifically talking to them, even if it's just 10 minutes, you know, like a 10 minutes conversation. I think I do a lot, I do that a lot with my firstborn, where I just call her to my bedroom aside from the other kids and I just say, baby, is there something that you want to talk about? Or maybe I thought of something and then I'll tell her, you know, I was thinking about this. I just wanted to find out, you know, what do you think about it? You know, what are your thoughts about it? Have you heard about this? I do that with her from time to time. And even for her, you know, my daughter is the sort that would tell you, can we talk later on? Like, finish your food, I need us to talk, you know, take your bath, or later in the day when you're done, just know that I want to talk to you. And it makes me very, very anxious. Like, I normally tell one of my close friends, like, oh, ha, there's an appointment here, madam wants to talk to me. You know, it makes me very nervous, but it's something that I'm very, very happy about. This year we started reading Proverbs. I think I dropped the ball somewhere along the way. I got overwhelmed with a lot of things that was going on. But really, I think that was like such a good time for us to spend time together as a family. You know, read a few verses and, you know, just the kids weighing in, you know, and trying to apply that to their daily lives. It was an interesting aspect. In terms of travel, I have just created a schedule.
So a family travel schedule and also my own schedule, like in 2024, this is where I want to go. In 2025, this is what I want to do. In 2026, this is where I want to go. And hopefully I can stick to this schedule. Of course, I think that the destinations are going to change depending on the availability of funds. I might do international, I might do local, but really I'm hoping in terms of my personal travel plans that, you know, I can go international. I got a new passport. It's not stamped for any destination, so I need to start getting that passport stamped. I think I've had it now for like 2 years, so I need to get that passport stamped. In terms of health, I think it's the usual thing that I have been doing. I think the only thing that I really, really want to work on is meditation. I haven't really been serious with meditation. I would like to really just take time to learn how to meditate properly. And especially as a person who's, you know, interested in yoga, who's invested time in learning yoga, I think meditation goes hand in hand with yoga. And that's something that I really, really want to, like, work on. Also, another thing is I want to make this, you know, marathon, the 10K marathons that I've been doing for the last 2 years, I want to make them like an annual thing going forward. Like every year, I should just know, okay, I'm going to be participating in this one. Like today earlier on, I was seeing there's this, guys, like these people have a 3-in-1 challenge for December, you know, where you do 12 days consecutively, 12K. Then you do, you know what is freaking me out? It is the 28K. That they are saying that we should do, and then the 31K. Ha! I'm just telling myself, I have like tomorrow actually is the deadline for me to like register and then start on, and I'm currently working out of town, so I don't even know how I'm going to cover that that 12K. But luckily for me, I actually carried my exercise gear. I just don't have the shoes with me, so I might not do a jog. I might actually just walk. So yeah, I'm actually very nervous about that. But I have today and tomorrow to really just make up my mind. Also, I just, you know, personal care is very important. So it's part of caring for yourself. It's part of your health. I want to try out these monthly spa days. Of course, it costs money. But anyway, that's the reason why we have a financial plan. Hopefully things can gets into place. I'm hoping that I've done very well, I think, with alcohol reduction. I don't drink as much as I used to at the beginning of the 10-year plan. Right now, I think I can even go months without drinking. I wouldn't be sweat about it. But I just want to stick to be more inclined towards red wine now. I really want to cut off, you know, the ciders and, you know, the what. But once in a while, obviously, I'm going to take. But also traditionally or religiously, I want to be making sure that I take my herbal tea. I'm very good when it's like when the weather is cold. I take my herbal tea in the morning. I take my herbal tea in the evening. But I want it to be, you know, something that I do every day, whether it's hot, whether it's cold, regardless of the weather. In terms of relationship, I feel like where I'm at right now in my life, I want mutual relationships. So I want reciprocity. I want a relationship where my effort is being reciprocated, is what I mean. So I want somebody, you know, I want relationships, whether it's like the romantic one with my spouse or it's the platonic one with my friends. I want energy. I want the same energy. I want the same effort. I want people to return the effort that I put in the relationships. And so like over the last few months, I've really, really been evaluating like the relationships that I have in my life and just categorizing people. Because again, like just because we're not at that very close level does not mean that I'm not going to have a relationship with you. No, I've just categorized you differently so that we reciprocate at the same level. You know, if you don't call, I don't call. But when we see each other, we are good. That's fine. That is your category. If you are the once in a while friend that we have, you know, soul conversations with, well and good. There's also a category for those ones. There are certain people that I talk to every day. Those ones are my like small circle. So I've told myself it's actually written. These people, I need to communicate to them a minimum of once within 48 hours. At least I should send a hi and just check up, because I know they're going to do the same thing for me. In terms of hobbies, so I mentioned I'm doing tailoring and design. I really want to just grow this and actually establish it as a business. I also want to, you know, get back into gardening. Gardening is such a good stress relief for me. I love hiking. I think I've gone on hikes maybe twice. Yes. So I want to make hiking an annual activity as well. And I love swimming. If you know me, you know this about me. So I want to be having like a pool day, like a side, you know, a side pool kind of date with myself or with somebody else. But also, like I said, I want to really just dive into nutrition. So I'm going to be getting myself a lot of cookware. I want to get some cookbooks, you know, join maybe a cooking class online, or if there's one that I can find locally, you know, for foreign cuisine, just do that a little bit here and there. That would be nice. So I also have a section of personal assets. So what is it that I want to own at the end of the, like, I really want to own, like, me, 100% mine, not like shared with somebody or whatever, like 100% mine. What is it that I want to own? What is it that I want to change? You know, there are certain assets that you need to change, like a phone, you know, it's an asset. So I need to change it from time to time. I have an old phone, like the phone, one of the phones that I have two phones. One of the phones that I use is like over 5 years old. So that one, I want to change it. So it's part of the plan. I also have a treadmill, but lately I've been watching a lady, I started following a lady who uses, is it a step machine? So if I don't manage to get a treadmill, I can downgrade to a step machine. I feel like, you know, the effort is still going to be the same. Spiritually, I think I'm just going to continue with the same things that I do. The only thing that I might change, in fact, two things that were not in my previous plan. First things first, I need to join a connection group at church. Like, I've been putting that off. My sister last time actually told me, you know what, you're just making up excuses. So get yourself together and join a connection group. So that is something that I want to do, because, you know, I want to get more involved in my church, especially now that I'm not like in the choir, but also I want to be volunteering annually for the vocation Bible school. They need hands all the time there. And also I'm hoping before I turn 40, I should attend Rhema Bible College. It is something that has really been on my mind, but I keep on like throwing it left, right and center. So that is something that I'm actually thinking about. In terms of personal growth, so I started learning Japanese. It wasn't part of my previous plan, but it's part of my future plan, because one of the destinations in terms of travel is Japan. And I would really, really love to visit Japan during a time when, you know, I'm able to speak, at least conversational, not, I don't even need to be like fluently, you know, I don't need to speak like fluently, but just being able to make conversation, you know, konbanwa. Nalu des konnichiwa. So I've been learning Japanese. It's fun, it's good, it's challenging, and yeah, I think by the time I hit 40, I might be able to actually get a hang of it. So other than that, yes, my reading continues, though I feel like I'm gonna tone down. So this year I really listened to a lot of books. I tried to read as many of the books off my list. I think at this point I'm just remaining with like two books to read. I want to tone it down, because I feel like even if I have read a lot of books and I've listened to a lot of books, I don't feel like in terms of knowledge from those books, like I've gained a lot. I think that is something I'm going to actually talk about in a whole different podcast when I do like book review or reader's journey or whatever it is I'm going to call it. I want to like just focus my energy. If during that year I have like five books, I shouldn't read a book once, no, and pack it. Like, I should read a book two or three times. I feel like that is going to be like more effective in terms of, you know, gaining knowledge from like reading is the way that I'm feeling. But anyway, so those are my aspirations broadly. Of course, I have detailed notes. I have like, I'm still trying to now schedule everything, break it down, you know, to annually, and then maybe biannual, and then, you know, quarterly, just so I get a feel of exactly what I'm going to be working on. Because some plans, like some things that I have, like my fire savings plan,
That one I know. In a year, how much I need to serve. So obviously in a month, I know how much I need to serve. So I just want to really just have like a complete breakdown so that I know, even as I'm looking at it, it's just not a statement written. No, there's an actual action plan against it. I feel like that is going to really push me towards achieving the plan more, because that's what I did with my previous plan. You know, I broke it down a little bit. Of course, I didn't break it down annually. I just broke it down to what it would look like. You know, what I need to do, what are the courses of action that I need to take, what is it going to look like for me to know that I have succeeded, what are going to be the challenges that I'm going to face, how can I overcome those challenges so that I increase my chances of being successful. So all that I'm going to be working on, but I actually need like an annual plan, like throughout, because it's just 6 years. I mean, I can afford to do that. I love planning. It's one of my strengths. So for now, this is where we're going to end. I hope you have enjoyed my review. I mean, if you have plans, if you're like me, you have a 2-year plan, you have a 3-year plan, you have a 5-year plan, it would be interesting to know what you're up to. Send me an email on the email that I have listed. For now, keep shining. Vizzle, vizzle.